An Open Letter to the Green Brothers. I recently read advice about writing letters to famous people. I think it was in the Steal Like an Artist trilogy by Austin Kleon, which is a wonderful set of books. I've actually listened to the audio version several times. This is not a letter to him, however. The point was that you can write letters to famous people, but it's not really fair to expect them to reply because their fame makes it very difficult to read all the letters they receive, much less reply. Now, Fred Rogers was an exception to that rule, and sadly, I never thought to write him in my youth. I really regret that often, because since he did reply to all the letters he received, I could have a personal letter from Mr. Rogers framed on my wall right next to the poster of him, which you can see in my online videos. But I digress. This is a letter to John and Hank Green, or Hank and John Green. I have no idea if there's a rivalry about whose name goes first. Dear Green Brothers, I'm not actually a longtime fan. That's not a poor reflection on you. It's just that I felt I should get that out of the way because a fan letter sort of assumes fandom. And while I appreciate you both, I still have no idea what most of the inside jokes that you reference mean. Things like pizza miss and nerd fight stuff. It means very little to me. But due to unfortunate circumstances, I've had the fortune to watch many, many, many of your Vlogbrother videos. So many, in fact, that I felt compelled to write this letter, because while you had no idea that I watched hours and hours of you both, around day four, it started feeling kind of creepy. So this is me waving my hand in the air and acknowledging the weirdness and explaining that I'm currently on day 17 of a pernicious COVID infection that will just not go away. And so I've watched a lot of YouTube, and I'm totally getting my money's worth from that YouTube premium subscription. Now, John, I first saw you when someone passed along a link to your video about Mr. Rogers. Hank, I didn't know that John had a brother, and so the first time someone mentioned you in conversation, I think it was my daughter, because her teacher played a crash course video in class, I assured her that no, it was John, not Hank. A quick Googling ensued, and it turns out that you two are a real human, and thus was born my understanding that there are two brothers Green, each awesome in their own way. See, I kind of warned you that I wasn't a really good fan. No pizza for me, if that's a pizza miss thing. Again, I don't really know. Still, even with my total lack of fan juice and a mere inkling of the Green Brothers mythos, I felt compelled to write you. Yes, partially because I felt creepy devoting my COVID isolation to binging your channel, but honestly, that was partially YouTube's fault. As I blankly stared at my phone, the YouTube algorithm kept feeding me Vlogbrother videos. And they were very much not in any sort of order, which was odd, but also somehow still worked. Wow, I really need to get over myself. The focus on feeling creepy is starting to get creepy itself. Anyway, I'm writing for probably the same reason that many people write you. You're both very relatable and present yourselves in a real genuine way. Now, it's possible that you're just really good actors and the regular old nerd persona is just an act, but that kind of seems unlikely. It's also intimidatingly impressive how professionally successful you've both become. I'm pretty sure you're both younger than me. I turn 47 next month, and your accomplishments are not only admirable, but downright world-changing. And while you both seem humble about the multitude of things you do, the ripple effect of just being you are probably not always easy to see. My tiny YouTube channel, where I create Linux training to help people find a fulfilling career, is just that, tiny. And my video style has always been simplistic. But it's not like your Vlogbrother videos are exactly high-quality production, and yet they continue to resonate with people. You give away the vast majority of your creations and a huge percentage of the money that you bring in, and yet manage to live indoors and regularly eat warm meals. And while we obviously don't know each other, you've become a pair of humans that I can regularly point to, mentally, again, I promise I'm not really stalking you, and say, see, there's a way to be the sort of person I want to be while still being able to afford food. So thank you. Not for anything in particular that you've done, but just for doing the things out loud so people like me can see it work. And while it's unlikely my influence will spread quite as far as yours, I appreciate that you've blazed the trail a bit for kindness and generosity being a road to success. Because whatever the second half of my life looks like, this tweet that I did in February remains true. I desire to give away the best parts of myself, so that at the end of my life, the stuff buried is of no consequence. And my best bits will be immortal. Hank, I'll see you on Friday. And John, Tuesday.